Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, listen! This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen!
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
That's Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Boom. All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, you homie. Fuck that. Black G, holler.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
J-Cat and fucking Eric Worms cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. That's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio.
Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Eric Williams. It's July 7th, 2011. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, J-Cat. How you doing today? I'm doing fine.
Doing all right. A little beat, but, you know, it is what it is. Here for another show. I'd like to, you know, first things first. I'm sure everybody noticed our new intro, and I can't thank enough Anthony Missionary Thomas for doing just an unbelievable job on our intro. And man, I mean, he's very, very talented. If you anybody out there has got a wrestling radio show or really anything you want a commercial done for, you know, you look up Anthony Missionary Thomas on Facebook, and you know, the dude could definitely do some serious work for you. So that's the guy to look up if you need some of that type of stuff. So yeah, man.
Yep, and that's Mish's job, to fucking do awesome shit, you know what I mean? To do awesome audio work, and he's helped out the show big time with some, you know, advice and, you know,
yeah,
some stuff that we're working on. Yeah.
Yep. He does the Wrestling Soup over there, and they run a great show, and yep, he's real humble guy, really not, you know, beyond helping anybody else out. So yeah, just check him out, man. Throw a couple bucks in his pocket, something, because the dude does great work. So yeah, well, we got a bunch of things to talk about, we got CZW, we got Acid Fest, we got a bunch of stuff. I'm going to both shows this weekend, spend probably combined at least 8 hours going to Philly and back between 2 days. But, you know, it's, I like wrestling, so, and I gotta go out there and support Trent, you know, with that, you know, on Sunday. So got the normal CZW thing, and then the next day head right back out there for, another show.
Yeah, unfortunately I won't be able to attend this year's Acid Fest due to some car trouble. I'm not able to attend. But, you know, my heart will be there, and, you know, definitely, you know, definitely go out, you know, try to go out of your way to get to Acid Fest. If you're, you know, if you're looking for something to do on a Sunday afternoon, definitely go out there and support a great cause, and it's going to go to the, it's all going to go to the family, you know, to pay for the, you know, less the funeral costs. So definitely support that.
Right, definitely. Yeah, so, I mean, we got a bunch of clips to play. Now, unfortunately, I was going to have a guest lined up for tonight, and I'm not going to throw the guy's name out there like that, but he's a pretty big name, and, you know, he decided for whatever case is that he doesn't do Vlog Talk Radio. So, unfortunately, I had him all ready to go, and then he just realized today that, yeah, that's where we run off of, and he has some kind of grudge against Vlog Talk Radio, so unfortunately, he's not going to be on. So,
We'll have a great show regardless.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Go over the cards, a little bit of WWE talk, you know, the whole CM Punk controversy for sure. And, yeah, man. So what do you want to get into first?
Well, real quick, it's 9:07, you know, around 9:07 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm looking at the chat room, and I'm thinking to myself, did you kidnap Juan over the weekend? Or did Juan? Is Juan coming back to Jersey? Maybe, you know, maybe he wants to join you today. Maybe he's driving to your house as we speak, and maybe he wants to join you live for Yakuza Kick Radio. I don't see him. I'm not. Maybe, you know, I definitely would
Juan,
like to hear some crazy
Juan
party
usually, shows up late, so. He usually shows up late, even though he was the first person at my barbecue on. You know, 4th of July, so, yeah, I'll shout him out when he gets here, no sense of doing it now, but, yeah, that was a great time, as always, and, all right, so what do you want to get into?
Well, you want to go into CZW first, and then...
Let me, go over to CZW card real quick, you know, another big show. I mean, this could very well be five good shows in a row. I mean, this is getting
Knock
scary.
On wood. Knock on wood.
Yeah. You know, headline in that card is Devin Moore defending his world championship against Joker. So that's pretty
substantial. The Cambodian axe murder Joker.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, that should be pretty good. The guys, you know, actually came up together, you know, and then, you know, Joker being one half of the tag team champions right now, definitely got quite a bit of momentum on his side. But, you know, Dev's been running through things as well. And
I believe this will be first time ever as well, in the singles match, first time ever. I'm thinking
that's
what it
is. It very well be. So, yeah, man, that's you know, the headline match right there. Beyond that, they have CZW's Tournament of Death 10 winner, Masada, challenging Danny Havoc for his Ultraviolent Underground belt. And the winner will be defending that belt against none other than Ryuji Ito in a champion versus champion bout at the Chris Cash Memorial Show in September. So, pretty big stakes right there. Those are, I mean, two matchups. Either way you slice it, I mean, if it's Danny Havoc versus Ito or it's Masada versus Ito, looking forward to it. And Danny Havoc and Masada are going to kick each other. Yeah, they're going to kill each other. I mean, that's really the only thing they know how to do. So, is, you know, brutal, brutal wrestling, and looking forward to it. So, another big match I think is going to be really exciting. Really, really talented guys. For the CZW Wire TV Championship is going to be A.R. Fox defending his first defense of that title since he won it last month against Drew Gulak, and he's going to be defending it against Jake Crist, who has been nothing but impressive since he, you know, debuted in CZW. He's been doing big things for years, but just now became more or less a, I'd say, you know, semi-regular member of the CZW roster, and very, very happy to see him here because he's very, very talented. So,
And AR Fox got has to be AR Fox has to be careful because, you know, the talented Jake Chris might just come in and take that belt away right away from AR Fox. So you never know.
Yeah, I mean, he took Sami Callihan to his limits, and that's not easy to do. And you know, Sami was able to pull it out in the end, but yo, Jake had him definitely on the ropes and kept locking that armbar in. And yeah, he's no joke, man. He's definitely quite a competitor.
And Friday night in Jersey, Force One, AR Fox is making his debut in a tournament, and his first round opponent is Ophidian, and he could be facing off, if he defeats Ophidian, he could be facing off either against Niles Young or Sami Callihan.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty impressive lineup there. Speaking of Sami Callihan, you know, at Tournament of Death, they did a whole thing with, you know, Sami was supposed to fight Greg, and the winner would fight DJ, but then DJ changed things, and it went on and on and on. Anyway, final result, though. In order to fight DJ, Sami Callihan has to go one-on-one and beat the Necro Butcher. So just another match that definitely looking forward to seeing. I mean, those four matches right there, if that isn't worth showing up to the show, I really don't know what is, because it looks like a hell of a lineup from that. You know, on the other part of the card, there is the blackout of Ruckus and Alex Colon. And they will be fighting the debuting set, which is comprised of Lance Lude and Jason. I haven't seen these guys before, but I've heard nothing but good things about them. So I'm looking forward to seeing the match and seeing what these guys could do. And, you know, it's always good to see some new talent. So,
yeah, definitely.
We also, in another tag team match, we have Azrael and Bandito Jr. going up against the Runaways. And
that's your favorite tag team right there, the Runaways. You know you love them. They actually hold a special place in Jake Atts' heart, actually, for being one of the best tag teams in his career. They're even, you know, in according to Jay, they're better than Legion of Doom.
Don't remember saying that, but I'll take your word for it. Also, will be Ricky Reyes versus Ty Hagan. So, should be a pretty good match. Those guys were in that big, it was like a four-way or six-way or whatever.
Six-way, yep.
Yeah. And, you know, they both tore it up in that, so should be pretty interesting. So, that's the CZW card.
Should be a very good. Well, it's a stacked card, you know what I mean? So.
Yep. So then Sunday, obviously, you know, Sunday is Acid Fest, and kind of confused because it really doesn't seem as if there's an announced main event just yet, and. I feel like that should be the first thing you announce, but, you know, hey, I don't run wrestling shows, so what do I know? They have lined up for that. They have a match which is called Trent Acid's Future Stars Match, which, I mean, to me is kind of funny because I don't know how long Ryan McBride's going to be considered a future star. But, you know, it's Adam Cole versus Ryan McBride, two very talented guys. I'm sure they're going to tear it up. So they got that. They got Acid's Angels, which is Amy Lee, Annie Social, and Missy Sampson, versus the Island of Misfit Toys, which is Don Montoya, Eric C. Jones, and Ian Knox. Also on the card will be John McChesney, J.C. Wessler, and Azrael in a three-way. They have the SATs versus All Money is Legal. In what looks to be a very exciting four-team scramble match, VD, which is, I mean, used to be an old CZW tag team, and that was John Dahmer and Fast Eddie Valentine, and they'll be facing off against the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and the Blackout of Robbie Marino and Ruckus. And the fourth team will be Eddie Kingston and Monster Mac. So that should
be awesome.
A pretty entertaining match right there. Another one, we got Flash Wheeler, Sabian, and making his debut, or his not his debut, his return to the ring, Deranged. Not Pulp Fiction Deranged.
No.
A little Deranged. He was in Special K back in the day. He was in
CZW back in the day. Doing,
yeah, he was in CZW.
Best of Best 3. He was in Best of Best 3 versus B-Boy and Little Cholo.
Yeah, he's always been a very, very talented guy. Great guy to watch. And, I'm glad to see him back in the ring. And hopefully we'll see a lot more of him. They have also listed a special appearance by the Wife Beater. Confirmed to appear are also Adam Flash, Homicide, Devin Moore, Drew Blood, Michael Keener, he's the referee, a veteran referee, Nick Burke, The Messiah, April Hunter, Jake Black, and Dan Cowie. So, should be pretty interesting. Doors open at 3:30, bell time's 4 o'clock. Admission's free with a $10 donation. And, it's all for a great cause. It's out there, support, Trent's family. He was lost far, far too soon. And, that's... it's for a good cause. So everybody get out there, support, and that's what it is, man.
Yep. Everybody should be out there supporting.
Yeah, definitely. So, from there, let me see. What do you want to get into next, man?
Well, I wanted to go, you want me to go over that, Force One show?
Yeah, go over to Force One show.
All right, let me pull up that card. I got, the links right next to me, which the shows I wanted to go over. And where the hell did it go? Are you freaking serious? I just remembered where the hell. I clicked the wrong one. I got five of them.
Alright.
Where the hell was it? Yeah, I wrote two cards down and then totally forgot about this one. So
technical difficulties.
Yeah, definitely. Real quick, you want to talk a little bit about IWM itself real quick?
Apparently, someone has bought the company. They're not releasing info on who bought the company. Kind of interested to see, who's behind that. Going to hitch their name to that and actually, relaunch IWA Mid-South. But they're saying that, details will be coming up very soon on the direction of the company and the owners and da-da-da-da-da. So I guess we'll see what goes on there. It's hard to really give an opinion because I don't know who bought it. I don't know,
They said a bunch of people, they said it was a group of owners.
Like an
and
office
pool? I don't know, but people are on the forum saying that maybe a secret partner is Ian. Maybe Ian has some say in it,
Well, that would be my guess. That, someone that's actually, involved with Ian. Because, again, IWA, they ran a lot of good stuff over the years, but Ian has definitely put somewhat of a bad name on the company down the end of stretch. So, there's a little bit to risk. If you make it an opportunity that you're going to take and you're going to go into buying a wrestling company, I don't know if that's the number one name that you want to pour all your money into. So I would imagine it has something to do with someone who has, interest in the IWA Mid-South name and, someone that had to have been involved with it before. So, I don't know.
Maybe Jim Fannin bought it.
Yeah.
In fact, it's always money mark for Ian anyway. Okay, so I don't know why the fuck they must have changed the website, because I was on the NBA Force One Pro.com earlier, and they had the fucking tournament now, and now they changed it. And they must have just changed it because I had it, you know, the whole tournament, all the matches like that. But it's an 8-man tournament. It's one night. And there's also going to be some non-tournament matches with guests for the Force One Championship. The champion, Joe Gacy, battles the challenger, Greg Excellent.
Yeah, he does.
And the 8 men that are in this tournament are A.R. Fox. He's battling Ophidian in the first round.
Okay.
And Sami Callihan's wrestling Niles Young in the first round. And then Frightmare was battling somebody else. But they don't have that eighth member, but where I was reading it, they had the eighth person. I just don't remember. And Alex Colwyn is wrestling RV1 in another match. I don't remember who Frightmare was wrestling, though. Because on the website, they changed it. They had the eighth person before, and then they don't have the eighth person anymore.
They changed it all up, huh?
Yeah. I think that might be why they changed it. Because they might have changed it.
Yep. Toby said he was the champion of IWA Mid-South when it had a good name. So, yeah, you're right. Oh, there's one.
And when Toby took on Jigsaw, that was a good match. I remember seeing that match on I actually have that DVD when Toby was the champion. Taking on Jigsaw.
Awesome.
I remember thinking to myself, I mean, this is when, you know, I first started watching IWA, and I'm like, damn, Toby's fucking taking arm drags and doing all types of crazy shit. I'm like, this fucking match is awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't understand. You know, when you see, you know, Toby's ability, you know, as, you know, the tough, crazy bastard stuff and all, you know, the deathmatch stuff he's done, obviously, you know, that stands out above and beyond, and then that becomes like the face of what you know Toby Klein for. But what he's capable of is so many other things. I mean, he's able to wrestle. He's definitely able to do many, many things in the ring. He's very talented. So, yeah, I mean, you go and check out matches with him and Jigsaw, and you see, you know, matches like that type of thing. And absolutely, the guy can go. So, yeah, man.
What else we got? I could also promote another. I could promote another show that's coming up Friday night. If you want me to do that, real quick.
Oh, sure. What's that? Was that the
That's the FTW and ICW show in Elmhurst, New York.
Right. I believe Devin's working red on that card, right?
Right. And there's another.
That's a Jack Sabbath card?
Yep.
Oh, boy. I hope they get paid.
Well, I think Sabbath is working with FTW at Long Island, New York. But here's the card for the show. And I'll read off some of the matches that are, you know, mentionable. The FTW World Title match is Jimmy Jack Cash defending versus Balls Mahoney. You know, as Jay said before, Amazing Red's taking on Devin Moore. We got a big match. For one person, it's an opportunity. I don't know if it's, I think it's the first time ever, too, with Jay Lethal taking on Danny DeMonto. And Azrael versus Grim Reaper is another good match off there.
Yeah.
The SATs are going to be there. The Dirty Rotten Scoundrels are going to be there. Low Life Louis Ramos is going to be there. I know he was in CZW at one point, but that's still I ate.
Yeah, he was more of a Jersey All-Pro guy, but it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, you know, I want to put out there real quick. You know, there were some douchebag comments made by a certain wrestler about, you know, this whole Casey Anthony thing. And, I mean, it's terrible that this bitch got away with this shit. You know, obviously, I don't think there's a person out there that thinks she's actually innocent. So, you know, but I'm not even going to give the guy any, you know, credibility in saying what he said, or, you know, just, you know, just giving any credibility to it. But it's a classic example of people taking tragedies and then trying to get themselves a little bit of heat off of it and trying to ride, like, a negative publicity wave and get a bunch of, a bunch of people noticing them and paying attention to them, because they can't do it by themselves with their own charisma or their own, ability, like to talk on the mic, to actually, you know, bring the crowd into caring about what they're doing. So that's bottom line. Jokes are... You're always going to get jokes. I mean, there's not a tragedy that hasn't been joked about. And there's nothing about this shit that's funny, but in the same token, if it's, you know, something that's well-placed and doesn't have, like, a ill will or bad intent, then, you know, I'm all for it, you know. But in the same token, some things are just in terrible taste, so... And that's how I felt that one came off of his. All right, Nicole, 13. So, anyway, I figured I'll take this time, and, no, not going there. search his page. But yeah, I figured I'll take this time, and I'll, play a little audio of, one of my new favorite guys on YouTube, and, he's the Angry Grandpa, and, let's see, his reaction to the Casey Anthony debacle.
You gonna fry, motherfucker, like a scrambled goddamn egg. Turn it up, man. Turn it up. I can hear this shit.
I'm looking for the remote.
This is it. That's a goddamn man. God, I'm gonna miss it.
They're not talking yet.
I want to hear this bitch fry. Fry, bitch, fry.
She deserves it.
Like an egg in the pan. You killed your goddamn daughter. You ran over a trash bag. You changed her fucking mouth. You gonna die. Yeah, go ahead, Rosor.
How many counts are there?
Seven. You may publish the verdict. Yeah, puzzle. Say, guilty.
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 The Circuit Court for the 9th Judicial Circuit in and for Orange County, Florida. State of Florida versus Casey Marie Anthony. I mean, the jury found defendant not guilty. So say we all stated that it
was not guilty. God damn!
Hold on. What else is there?
As to the charge of aggravated child abuse, verdict as to count two.
She got all murder.
She gives this to. What is this?
Not guilty. You goddamn kidding me? That goddamn bitch go good. That goddamn bitch. What's he do for a goddamn O.J. Simpson horseshoe? Goddamn!
What?
Not guilty! Oh, my God. I give up. What kind of goddamn country we fucking live in when whores, when goddamn brother had their goddamn Peter than to goddamn take care of their own fucking youngins? Goddamn innocent! Man, where the fuck? Fuck Florida! You goddamn people in Florida! Fuck you, retarded bunch of bastards! Goddamn, I don't believe this shit, man! They let the goddamn bitch off! Motherfucking son of a goddamn bitch! You killed your... Where's the justice for Kaylee? Where's the baby's fucking justice?
Relax!
Where's the baby's goddamn justice? Goddamn motherfuckers! I hate your goddamn fucking ass! You goddamn... Then fuck you! Fuck you! Turn that goddamn thing off, man! God damn! Turn it off! God damn it!
Relax. I'm pissed off too. She should
have got me a goddamn crime. Fuck that whore, bitch! Bitch, somebody go nail your goddamn ass! Some big bull is gonna get you in prison!
She's not going to prison.
You know, yeah, she'll get some good time with that other shit.
Yeah, but she got time served. She's been in jail for 3 years.
I hope somebody snacking your ass out in the goddamn street and fucks you up. Put duct tape around your fucking mouth. You child murdering motherfucker. another goddamn miscarriage of justice. I give up. Fuck it, I can't do this no more. Fuck it, I can't talk no more. Fuck it. Fuck it, fuck it.
Yep. More or less, you know, that's how a whole lot of people, yes, that's what I'm talking about, Nicole. But yeah, that's how me and many other people, you know, feel about it. Angry Grandpa apparently was able to convey it the way that we all felt, without us all hurting our vocal cords the way he does. Hey, thanks, buddy. You know, again, what a terrible fucking thing. You know, bottom line though is, hey, she was better off in prison. Her life is fucked. Like, there is no way that she can leave her house comfortably. There's no way she can walk into a store. She's never going to get a job again. Like, she is fucked. She would have been better off in solitary confinement, because there's a good chance that somebody's going to kill her on the outside. So, there's a little, you know, that shit could happen in jail, but they would have put her in solitary, and she would have been touched. So, out here, there's a lot more dangerous shit. There's a lot more people that care about kids than just care about her. And, yeah, it's a pretty terrible thing. Like I said, you know, I mean, for people to just take little cheap shots and, you know, little shit like that, you're not funny. And overall, like, you can't get over with your personality. You know, you could be a good athlete in the ring, which you very much are. But, Kevin, seriously, I mean, you know, coming off like a complete douchebag to get a little heat ain't working, dude. And anybody sees him at the show, don't even give him the satisfaction of booing him or going out of your way to fucking give him heat, because that's something he couldn't do by himself. And, you know, that's, you know, he takes tragedy and then he thinks he's cute. And I just don't have respect for people that do that, because it's ridiculous, you know. That's why wrestlers are wrestlers, comedians are comedians, and most comedians can't wrestle, and most wrestlers aren't all of that funny, just trying to be comedians. So, you know, what can you do? But, yeah, it is what it is. I'm not going to dwell on it, but just how I feel about the situation. Yeah, that's... just, again, yeah, very, very terrible thing, and she's fucked. Hey, you know, someone's going to get her ass, and either way, I mean, she has to live with that shit for the rest of her life, and she might not have any type of, you know, any type of heart or any type of, you know, conscience, but in the same token, you know, everybody around you's got to fucking move far, far away, and you'll be a lonely, lonely person for the rest of your life, so that's if no one gets you otherwise, so... And hopefully you don't live anywhere near Angry Grandpa, because I have a feeling he'll use a couple of those last years on your ass. Yeah, actually, the dude is actually a face. Yeah, you're right, Nina. And, yeah, he's actually a face. And that's the silly thing. So, anyway, moving on from that, what else do we have? Probably going to be a short one tonight, because I really don't have a whole lot to talk about. I got a handful of clips and a few things to say here and there, but
hey, maybe we can get some phone calls from AKA, maybe Juan can call in, you know, maybe get some phone call, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we could do that in a little while. Like I said, I got a couple more clips and definitely a couple more little rants to go on. Obviously nothing as, you know, severe and serious as, you know, that terrible, terrible court case and everything. And, you know, from the start, it's like, you know, everybody, you know, first thing was, you know, them calling her another OJ, OJ. That's all you heard. Well, what I can say about that is not that that makes it right. I don't think OJ should have got away with, you know, cutting people's heads off and everything like that. However, like, when you have a Hall of Fame career, get 13 on the phone. And then, you know, you you have a Hall of Fame career, Heisman Trophy, millions of dollars, movie career, da-da-da-da-da. A lot of those people that are on a high-up status like that, whether it's figuratively speaking or actually, you know, truthfully speaking, like it's overall, they get away with murder. And that's something that's more or less expected in Hollywood. Again, it doesn't make it right, but I mean, shit, big difference between OJ and this chick, because only thing I see that makes her stand out from any fucking body else is tits, and I never knew tits in a Hall of Fame career are the same exact thing. I didn't know that. I was completely unaware that those added up to the same thing. I mean, you know, I'm a dude. I'm a fan of those, you know, just like any other dude. Maybe not as much as Juan, but, you know, either way, that doesn't excuse, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't get you a great lawyer, that doesn't get you anything that should allow this shit to fly for 3 seconds. And again, I don't think OJ should have got away either, but you know, when a guy has millions of dollars, he has a better chance of getting off. And I don't know. I just don't see the justice in any of it. But I mean, it's things like this that really get you looking at, you know, the justice system as a whole, and like, it's shady. It's shady. Shit like this happens all the time. Maybe not as profound or as you know, media driven, but it's just terrible. I mean, there's really no words for it. So yeah. And then there's wrestling. yeah. So well, I guess I'll jump into the next controversy, and I guess I'll begin by playing the clip of CM Punk yelling at a fan. Now, last week we had gotten into the whole CM Punk and his promo thing. And, you know, the promo was work shoot, but I felt that, you know, some of it was going to get him in trouble. Well, when it came right down to it, it really wasn't. Unfortunately, like, what did get him in trouble, and now how the WWE contemplating even, you know, offering him another contract for a while, because, like, they have to let him lay low, and they, you know, after his contract is up, like, they're, you know, they're making the statements and this and that. Now, I'll get deeper into exactly what I'm talking about, but we'll play the audio right here. And it's the things that he was saying to the fan. And
in Australia, I believe.
Yeah, and I mean, I thought it was hilarious. And I mean, I've heard millions of times worse things said, you know, by G's and several other people. And it's just, it's wrestling, man. You say shit to fans, and they're saying stuff to you and everything like that. And I believe that society has gotten to, and it's not complete society, but it's parts of society and certain groups, and they've gotten far too sensitive to the point where now everybody has to walk on eggshells, and everybody has to live a certain way to appease a few groups that are going to raise hell over it. So let's play this clip, and I'll get my, you know, deeper opinion about the whole situation. But
I guess you're right. I only pick on women. That's why I'm picking on you two chucks right now. You have a vagina. You have a vagina. Nice mohawk, you homo. I want you to come over the rail. I want you to come over the rail. You want me to twist you and turn you inside out. You're the one who wanted digital camera to come to my show. I'm sitting out of you. Shut up.
I was born.
And I was
born.
You stupid ass
punk. Yeah, you're a little punk dick.
Yeah, that's my name.
Yeah,
punk.
Yeah, you're a little girl, man.
Sally?
You're a girl.
Crocodile Dundee?
Girl.
Why don't you go on walkabout?
You're
a little
girl, man.
Go sit down.
No, no, no. Go back to your room.
Huh?
Hey, little clone.
I'm waiting.
Stick my gnaw in your ass, right?
Yeah. I gotcha. I got you. What I do?
I mean, the audio is a little hard to hear because it was taped at a live show. But in case, you know, you guys didn't hear what was actually said and what is actually getting all the heat, is he told him, "Nice faux hawk, you homo." And that got more heat than anything that's been going on with CM Punk lately. And it's, to me, I am so tired of this fucking Vlad movement where every time someone is in a big enough spotlight, you know, a.k.a. Tracy Morgan, a.k.a. CM Punk, everybody has to run and kiss Vlad's ass and apologize and make yourself look like you're the worst human being for making a comment. And to me, here's what that is. That's censorship. And the fact of the matter is, the people who created censorship are the same people that would not allow gay people, you know, men, women, no matter what it was, they would not allow gay people to be themselves in public. They would not allow people to express themselves. That's what censorship is. So now, you guys, you flip it 360, and then you're right back where you started, only now you get to pick and choose what's censored. You know, the original, right. You know, the way that censorship was used was to keep people a certain way, more or less like the Nazis did, you know, and they chose how you were going to live. They didn't want to see anything outside of that box. Well, obviously, the gays, you know, they didn't fall into that box. So, see, me, I don't care, you know, if you like to... If you like to put it in dudes' butts, you know, hey, man, bottoms up. That's on you. And if you're a chick and you like to eat other chicks, well, bon appetit. But when you start telling me or my entertainers, like the people who entertain me, that they should be fined and held up against a fucking wall every time that they say homo or faggot or that's gay or anything like that, well, that's fucking bullshit. That's complete bullshit. That's censorship, and that's the same fucking line of thinking that would have you uncomfortable in public before everybody had a fucking group. So that's my opinion. I mean, like, fucking Tracy Morgan, yeah, he's on 30 Rock, so he gets super fucking heat for saying, man, and, you know, it was a stand-up bit. It was not fucking, it wasn't like he went on a fucking, on the Tonight Show and said, yeah, Jay, you know, if my son was gay, I'll stab him. And even then, it would still be kind of comedy, but he wasn't, like, doing an interview. He was doing a bit on stage. And now he's got to tuck his tail between his legs and walk around and go, I'm sorry. You guys, I'm sorry. Like, that, I can't even stomach that shit. Like, oh, man, like, I hear so many other comedians make, you know, jokes that are even worse than that. Like, I was just listening to Daniel Tosh's new CD the other day, and he was saying that, you know, to him it doesn't matter if gays can get married because God hates fags, and they got a goal line defense up at the pearly gates, so good luck getting in, you know, and it was comedy. Again, like, if you really felt that way, you're a fucking maniac, but it's comedy. So, like, this is the type of thing I'm saying. Like, and then when you're a heel and you're supposed to say terrible things to people, again, that's what it's supposed to be. This isn't a face going out and saying, hey, kids, buy my T-shirts, you homos. Like, that's – I hate the fact that these groups and everybody, you know, they all band together to lose their sense of humor, lose their tolerance for normal people. Like, it, you know, it goes, like, from one thing into the, like, it goes from, okay, like, you used to not be able to say anything on TV. Then it goes to, well, now, oh, man, you can get away with saying asshole on TV, or you can get away with saying dick on TV. That's okay. Okay, now we're going to re-edit the English language, and now it's not okay to say gay. Now it's not okay to say fag. Now it's not okay to say retard. Or, you know, there's so many things that, like, they just pull it completely out of context, and they try to make these people, like they're monsters, like they're some kind of terrorists because they're just they're obviously doing what they're being paid to do. It's not like they're going on some kind of hate monger thing and running around and beating gay people up in the streets. They're doing comedy. You take shots at everything in comedy. That's why, you know, it just sickens me. I can't understand it, and that's just the way I feel about it. Like I said, the censorship that you are going so fucking far above and beyond to make sure is enforced is the same shit that would not allow you to be yourself. So, I mean, you guys should really keep that in mind. I know I highly doubt I'm reaching any of those, you know, those genres, you know, not to say, you know, gay people. I'm just saying, like, I don't think GLAAD members are listening to my show, but that's just my opinion on the whole thing. What do you think, Eric, now that I'm talking?
I think the whole, you know, sensitivity shit is fucking ridiculous. I mean, we've talked about sensitivity with WWE before. We even, you know, the comments that Michael Cole made, I believe it was Josh Matthews, and we played the whole Randall thing on, you know, remember we were trying to find a new WWE commentator, and we found Randall, and you know, who did the animal videos,
right?
The narration.
Well, Lane.
Definitely.
But yeah, man, yeah. I mean, I, you know, because that's in good fun. That's in good you know, that's in comedic taste, in my opinion. You know, when you do those type of things. And, like, even that, like, you know, that Randall guy, Randall, you know, that dude does his videos, and he knows. He's like a parody of himself. The way he puts his shit out, he knows it's hilarious to talk like that. And it's not a matter of, oh, that's because it's wrong and you're gay. No, it's because it's funny. I hate the fact that, you know, it really depends on what circle you're in. As soon as it gets a little bit too popular, oh, as soon as you're on 30 Rock, or as soon as you've actually held the world title, now you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say this. It's either allowed or it's not. And honestly, if it's not, then it's not really a completely free society. Freedom of speech is dead. And, yeah, like I said earlier, you know, some douchebags make horrible off-color comments that... and they should be taken to task for that. However, when someone's actually doing what they're being paid to do, and doing it well, might I say, because Tracy Morgan's a funny fucking dude, CM Punk's the best fucking heel in the business last time I checked, and I don't know, man. I just don't see either one of those things as deplorable things or see them as bad human beings for just doing what they do.
Right, right. I think it's ridiculous what WWE is doing. I mean, it's ridiculous what, you know, these groups. I mean, they must have nothing else to do but sit and watch TV and you know, complain. You know, but I'm wondering what USA Network's thinking about this. I don't know if they've said anything personally or publicly about the whole situation with WWE going on, but I'd be kind of interested to see what is going on with USA Network's opinion on this, because you know how they are. They like to, you know, say whatever's on their mind. So I'm wondering what they're...
Yeah,
what they
I
have
guess.
To say about
I don't know if they care half as much as, like, Vince and them, they're really
they're,
trying to go...
You'd think, I mean, back in the day, back when they had them, you know, remember before when they were on USA Network and then they moved to Spike?
Yeah.
I mean, they were up WWE's ass constantly about stupid shit, you know, doing... The whole Brian Pillman thing and all types of shit. And now it seems
then in the long run, after many, many failed shitty fucking shows on their network, they probably realized, hey, this is the highest rated show on our network, and we're never, ever going to top it. Let's give these guys some slack. I mean, the whole attitude error was completely tolerated. Why? It got ratings through the fucking roof. With
yeah, but
competition
still, but
on
still
the same night.
And they didn't renew, WWE did not want to renew the contract. You know, that's why they went to Spike TV. And that didn't last long because Spike TV didn't do shit for WWE. The same thing that Spike TV does for TNA. You know what's crazy? I was, you know, quick story real quick. You know, I know we have some time and sort of that. But I was on my way to Wawa before the show. You know, pick up my Monster energy drinks to drink during the show and so that. And I was about a block away from the Wawa, and I had the radio on, you know, clear channel radio. And I heard a TNA commercial to check out this week's show and how they're going to have Crimson versus Robert Roode. And I was like, huh? TNA and Spike TV are actually doing some advertising. I've never heard a TNA commercial on the radio before. I've always heard, you know, live event commercials, but I've never heard a TNA commercial on radio. And I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty interesting. Yeah, well, it's a funny thing where you actually push your own company when you run one. So, yeah, I just saw Jack Evans back on TV on TNA. I think that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Nice.
I wasn't paying that much attention, but I've seen Jack doing his normal crazy fucking super flippy shit. I mean,
you got TNA on right now?
Yeah, not too many people do flippy shit like Jack Evans, man. That fucking guy is unbelievable to watch, so.
Next thing you're going to see is Teddy Hart.
No, I don't think so.
I'd mark the fuck out.
Yeah, well, I know you would, but there's a reason why Teddy doesn't get all the fucking bookings that Jack does, because he's a fucking asshole. You know, he's an egotistical asshole. So, you know, very talented.
He said he was an asshole, cuz.
But, yeah, man, I don't know. It's just pretty much a fact. I mean, everybody knows that about Teddy, so it's not like a really wild statement to say that Teddy Hart is an arrogant asshole. But, yeah, he's his own worst enemy in his career because he's got all the athletic ability that you can ask for. And he even, you know, he wasn't born a Hart. I mean, that's, you know, everybody knows that too. But he has enough, you know, relation to the Hart family that it makes it a little easier to get in there and actually do things that, you know, you want to. It gives you more freedom, opens a few doors for you, you know. And if you decide to slam those doors shut as you walk through them, that's your own deal. And that's more or less what Teddy's always done. So Jack will always excel more in his career, and that's because, well, one, I think he's more talented, and two, he's far less arrogant. So, good for him.
But, you know, Teddy's good to watch on TV.
What?
I said Teddy's interesting to watch.
Yeah, sure. And then he goes back and burns all of his fucking bridges off camera, and some of them on camera. But, you know, that's to be expected. Oh, they're telling me up next there's a match, which is Velvet Sky in a handicap match against ODB and Jackie.
What?
That's got to go off with heel shenanigans. There's no way that shit's going down now. Anyway, speaking of TNA, and, you know, those who enjoyed the Angry Grandpa's fucking rant on the horrible, Casey Anthony real life stuff, let's see how Angry Grandpa feels about TNA.
Fuck. You know, you're goddamn trash.
Is it like a broken yo-yo?
I fucking hate those goddamn nickel.
Oh, here you go. That's as much money as Impact Wrestling made on ticket sales last year.
Impact Wrestling? That's how you used to be TNA?
Yeah.
Why'd you change it to Impact Wrestling?
Because nobody cared about TNA.
Well, nobody cared about fucking Impact Wrestling. Are you a dumb goddamn bitch? You are the same goddamn losers that fucking ruined WCW? And here's my impersonation of one of your wrestlers at fucking TNA in the goddamn grocery store paying for it. That'll be $120. EBT. Yeah, the goddamn you stupid bitch. Why they gotta live on food stamp? You talking about going town to town having house shows? Your biggest show of the fucking year. You can't even sell 2,000 tickets to. So everyone gonna know you did is gonna be the goddamn graveyard and the morticians. Cause face it, y'all fucking dead. Hey Hogan, I got one question. Did your son pick up a boyfriend in prison? In this corner, we got Kurt Angle. In this corner, we got Jeff Jarrett. And the goddamn kids are in the middle saying,
Daddy versus daddy.
What are you paying your resident? Goddamn candy apples, cotton candy, and goddamn giving them free rides on the roller coaster?
Hey.
I saw Jeff Hardy the other day. He was doing a goddamn Coca-Cola commercial. I didn't think he was going, things go better with Coke. And CM Punk, he gonna stay with WWE. What, and you wouldn't have come to your goddamn arenas? Motherfucker, he ain't gonna work for candy apples. He ain't working for no goddamn cotton candy. And he gives a shit about the fucking Ferris wheel. You gotta pay him real money. Hey, Hogan. Your ride's here. Oh, shit. Nick's driving. And Hogan, you lied about John, saying that he was talking to y'all. Oh, John. And y'all going to the house and do, only you did that because of a goddamn lawsuit on your motherfucking ass. Then you lied on goddamn Macho Man and said, brother, we're talking now, we're friends again, and me and Macho Man, we tight as ever. That's a goddamn fucking lie, you blonde-head motherfucking bald son of a motherfucking bitch with a whore-ass goddamn wife and an ex-whore fucking goddamn wife and a fucking dirty, you're rubbing her ass with goddamn sun lotion. Give it up, Hogan. You... And Hogan, I know why you wear that goddamn bandana. Because you got a goddamn clothespin back there, and it keeps your goddamn skin tight. Because if not, your skin would droop down like a fucking dog. And you say you want to come to the dance? Well, this is TNA, and this is the dance! Huh? 2 tickets to the Ferris wheel? Goddamn, Hogan, you promised. You promised, you zero motherfucker. Hey, here, brother. I'm going to bring the ratings up to 2. I'm going to have the ratings up to 2. Well, a year's gone by and the motherfucker ain't even up to 1.3 yet. God damn, man, you ain't shit. You need to goddamn quit. Get the kid Uncles off the food stamps. And Macho Man was right. Be a man, Hogan. Be a fucking man. Because right now, you a goddamn fucking pussy. Her name's Dizzy. She's fucking shit with motherfucker. The fuck you want?
Oh, funny. Serena wants to talk about hot dogs, isn't it? Ah, you know my opinion on that, Serena. I can't do it. Hot dogs are made of lips and assholes. They told you that in Great Outdoors back in the day. Great movie. Even the raccoons knew that in the movie. They wouldn't even eat out of the garbage can. So, what can I tell you? Yep. Ask Juan what happens when you eat a hot dog before you eat anything else off my grill that was, like, heavily marinated and just hooked up, you know what I mean? Like, mop burgers, marinated chicken, 24-hour marinated injected chicken, and then he grabbed a hot dog. I bogged out. So, yeah, he knows the deal.
All right, all right. Are you watching TNA right now?
Yeah. Sting is doing the whole Joker thing. He's doing a Joker thing. Yeah, he's doing the, you know, why so serious with it. Yeah, he was doing that earlier, too. And, well, I guess, honestly, I can't hate it because it's damn sure more current than The Crow. I mean, I both dead actors, but, you know, how long can you be The Crow for? I mean, it's, you know. More or less. If he could reinvent himself at like 50 years old, I can't hate on him.
Kurt Angle looks like he's fucking damn near 50 years old.
Well, that's, you know, that's just through Kurt's magic. What Kurt does. He's a mess. He's definitely a mess. I've heard all sorts of things, you know, autograph signings he's done, that he's pulled up and can't even park his own car, and he was just tweaked out of his brain, but, yeah, man.
Oh, boy. I don't know what's going on with Impact, but I'm having some fucking issues over here. Seems like it's cutting in and out.
Really? Good for you.
Not funny.
Mine's a steady flow. Yeah, man. I'd rather it be cutting in and out, but apparently no. I mean, oh, man, if you could see the look on this fucking old man's face. It's just like, I'm telling you, it's just like one of those retirement homes where they take care of the old men and change their diapers and whatnot, and, Jesus.
Oh, wow, it's Jacqueline, wow.
Yeah, this is, I guess, this handicap match. You know. Handicap booking, I can tell you that much. But anyway. What else has gone on, man? Like, you know, I more or less talked about Raw for this week, last week, because I knew it was taped and I knew all the stuff that was going down. But so I ain't got Raw. I started to watch the Pro Wrestler documentary, and I didn't stop watching it because it sucked or anything. It was good, and it was really, really refreshing to see that amount of indie guys, and, you know, it's really cool. If you guys, you know, get a chance to see that, you know, go out of your way to do so, because I think it was really good, and I'm going to finish watching it. But, yeah, man, they had a lot of indie guys on there, and it was done really well. I just stopped watching it because it was probably like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I had to go to bed. But, yeah.
That was funny. This is so fucking entertaining. Wow. This is not
What's
even...
entertaining?
This
the
TNA
show?
Shit.
Why,
yeah. Well, yeah, the show and TNA, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Our show is more entertaining than TNA, though, to be honest.
I'd say we do better at times. Kind of a slow night, though, so we got a little competition over there.
Yeah.
It's all good. You know, Sting continues to imitate dead actors, and I think that's something that, you know, it's worth mentioning. Wonder who he's doing next.
I don't know.
Like a David Carradine Sting? Or Leslie Nielsen Sting would rule. I would love that shit, man.
That would be epic.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah. Leslie Nielsen Sting. You know, doing the whole fucking Don't Call Me Shirley thing every week. Oh, man. I'd never get tired of it. Oh, comedically falling over things and, you know, getting into mishaps and winning matches without meaning to and think, oh, man, it would be such a wonderful gimmick.
You know what would be good? You know what would be entertaining for TNA? If they brought in Borat. Anyway.
Borat. Yeah. No, he's not old enough.
You need to be like 45. That needs to be the age for male wrestlers.
Yeah, I honestly would like to see Angry Grandpa in TNA.
Yeah, they'd have to have the beep button. They'd have to have the beep button ready.
Oh yeah, but he's right about the right age. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know if
one of the veterans. He'd be one of the veteran of the group.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't seen Ric Flair tonight. Is he on a hiatus or in jail or something?
I don't know. Maybe he's backstage taking a nap or something.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Well. Lane said he's jerking the curtain just for the internet board. That's great. I think he's talking about Juan. I don't know.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, man. What else we got going on? Like I said, check out that, the Pro Wrestler documentary. I thought that was very entertaining. Definitely going to get into checking the rest of that out.
I'm going to definitely try to check that out, yeah.
Yeah. Another thing, I mean, if you want to get into, because I know, you know, you got the opportunity to see, you know, the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, and you were telling me it was really good.
Yeah.
Did you want to go over some of that?
You want to wait till you go over it? Because, you know, I mean...
That could be a long time.
Well, you'd have to, you know, pretend it's mandatory.
Pretend it's mandatory. Well,
yeah. I thought it was a fantastic pay-per-view. You know, ordered off GoFightLive.tv, and, you know, first time ever purchasing a pay-per-view off that website, and... They do a fine job of producing pay-per-views.
Came through good quality and everything.
Oh yeah, great quality. No problems whatsoever. You know, a good quality on a on the picture and stuff like that, and there was no, like, problems with buffering or, you know, any technical difficulties. The reason I actually ordered it was because I had nothing else to do on a Sunday and realized, oh, shit, like, because I had gotten out of work at, like, 2 o'clock, and I came home and, you know, did all my things and then just, you know, got on my computer and realized, oh, shit, Ring of Honor's pay-per-view did. Yeah, I mean, so it wasn't that big, bad of a buy. It was like $10. I got a nice little deal off of it. So, ordered it, and I thought top to bottom it was fantastic. And
favorite match?
The favorite match had to be the main event, which was Davey Richards versus Eddie Edwards, and match of the year, one of the matches of the year, and a match that everybody needs to go out and check out, you know, because the match was so, it was phenomenal. I mean, back and forth action, you know, tons of, you know, very stiff match, you know, they were definitely beating the living shits out of each other, and
yeah,
they really, you know, left it all out there. You know, at the end of the match, Davey cuts a, you know, extremely emotional promo, you know, basically saying, you know, what I'm about to say wasn't supposed to be said, that, you know, Ring of Honor gave, you know, he was telling fans how, you know, Ring of Honor gave him an opportunity, you know, to come into Ring of Honor, and basically just cutting a crazy promo on that, saying that Ring of Honor, you know, gave him the opportunity to come in, and, you know, saying about, like, the last year and a half of his life has been, you know, emotional with, you know, the whole thing with, I guess, his a relationship going bad and all types
yeah.
of stuff. And he was talking, you know, very emotional promo saying that, you know, he broke in the business and his grandfather told him that one day he's going to be a world champ. But his grandpa passed away 2 years ago and he just started cutting promo like, you know, grandpa, I finally did it type deal. So it was emotional. And off of that, there was some another good match off that, you know, like I said, please check out that show, but, you know, a bunch of good matches. Homicide Rhino really did some good shit. You know, Rhino busted his ass.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm going to have to see that to believe it, because I don't believe that's possible, but,
yeah,
I
wouldn't lie about that. Homicide, you know, sometimes is lazy, comes out and does a 6-minute match. Homicide was, you know, really
good.
Well,
no. Homicide's not the man in that match.
Rhino. I made a mistake. I'm sorry about that. But Rhino was doing some good shit, you know, taking bumps off the apron on the floor, you know, just doing it was a good match. And then the 4-way tag match was excellent too, with the Briscoes, the All Night Express, World's Greatest Tag Team, and the Kings of Wrestling. That match was elimination. It was about a 40-minute match, and it was back
nice.
And forth, good stuff.
I love
elimination
matches. I really do.
Yeah.
You gotta be done right,
I don't like clusterfucker, you know, elimination matches. Sometimes you get, like, you know, tornado elimination type deal. I don't like those too much because, you know, you can't really, you know, on TV wise, live it's awesome, but, you know, I think elimination matches are better when they're, you know, live. If you're watching them, you know, I mean, sometimes all the cameras don't catch all the action, some of that, and you don't get to see, you know, the good stuff. Another guy that's really impressive, and he had a great opening. He worked the opener with Cabana, was Tommaso Ciampa.
Right.
That's how they were putting him over like crazy. And I got to finally see him. And I tell you right now, this guy's going to be something in 2 to 3 years. You know, I don't think he's there yet, but he's got enough tools that he has the ability to make it far in the business. I mean,
he's on his way. He got the nod in the the Super 8, and he's definitely making a mark for himself. I mean, he's getting himself on a lot of cards. You know, he's worked CCW.
Right.
I don't think they gave him enough. See, that's the thing. Like, you see kind of a quick rise with him in a lot of companies, but some of the companies aren't giving him that much. Like, CCW, they gave him a little bit of a push. They gave him a little bit of an opportunity, but not as much. I don't think they wanted him to do as much and, you know, really put it all out there, but you know, he seems to make a big impact in other companies, so good for him.
Right, and they did this whole thing with Kevin Steen, and you know, he was trying to get in, and you know, Steve Corino wanted him to come back to Ring of Honor because he was banned from Ring of Honor because he lost to Generico, and Corino was wrestling Michael Elgin, and Kevin Steen jumped the barricade and did all this stuff, and gave Corino a hug, blah blah blah. He gets on the mic and says, "Thank you for all your fans," and then he goes, "But this is what I really want to say. Fuck ROH," and then fucking all the trainees, all the security jump the ring and push him out of the building.
Alright.
So they're pretty much trying to build that Kevin Steen angle as like a work shoot angle, or they're letting him
shoot.
Right,
right.
Who the fuck? It's another, you know, not a confused as hell about it. And
well, I've always said one of the worst things that you can do is a loser leaves match, because it's so hard to stand by. And eventually, if you get that itch and you want to have one more match or something like that, why not? Oh, now there's a stipulation where you feel like a douche because, you know, you're killing an angle, you're killing a gimmick, you're destroying the credibility of a stipulation, or, you know, that type of thing. You know, same thing, like a retirement match, loser retires. Oh, you know, what if, you know, you rest up for 5 years and then you're like, you know what? I got one more little run in me. Well, now, like, you know, like they shit all over Flair because he didn't actually retire. And hey, man, if you could still go, you could still go. And
see, you
gotta
remember one thing. In wrestling, see, some of these people, I'm sorry to cut you out there, but real quick, you know, in wrestling, you gotta remember one thing. These matches, people already know that they're gimmicks. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you got a real legit contract on this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just to me, like I said, you know, Ric Flair got shit on because he didn't really retire. But hey, you can still go. You can still go. And you know, when the only thing that should really be holding you back is saying, hey, you know, I don't want to make Shawn Michaels look bad. As much as I just want to go get back in the ring and make some more money and you know, keep myself out there because I can still do it.
Right.
You know, then obviously that stipulation was a terrible idea. You know, it's just, you mean enough to a company where you end up doing like a loser leaves match. Chances are, if you get that itch to do some big things again, it's going to be back in that company. And then what does it look like?
Right, right. Another great match, now that I just seen the Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels on the screen, the promos of that. Another good match off that, the pay-per-view, the best in the world, 2011, was Christopher Daniels versus El Generico. What a high, fast-paced, high-impact match. That match was phenomenal. Definitely a good match to have Daniels leave Ring of Honor. You know, you always say that, you know, if you're leaving a company, you always want to have the best last match. But, you know, who knows? Christopher Daniels might be back in Ring of Honor. Who knows? Time will tell.
Right, right. Well, Generico, you know, I mean, obviously Christopher Daniels, a veteran, and, you know, tremendously talented, always has been. But El Generico, man, he really brings out the best in people. I mean, obviously Christopher Daniels has the same effect. But, man, El Generico, he's something else, that guy. He works some really innovative matches. He does a lot of really creative things in the ring. And, you know, even with the other person's offense and stuff, like, he does some really cool shit. And, yeah, not enough good is even said about that guy, because as much praise as he gets, he probably deserves more, because he's a tremendous, tremendous talent.
Right. And, you know, to prove a really good point off that, off Generico, is Generico had a freaking fantastic match, night three of King of Trios this year, with Sean Waltman, a.k.a. the 1-2-3 Kid.
Yeah, a.k.a. X-Pac, a.k.a. Six-Pac, a.k.a. Yeah.
Whoa,
China.
Jerry Lynn's back, what?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was wrestling ever again. I thought he had a, you know, injuries and stuff like that. I didn't know he was back in the ring. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody over 45 is more than welcome to come back to TNA.
Sooner or later, people aren't gonna believe that retirement or I'm done with wrestling deal. People are gonna start going, ha, they're gonna start laughing at that shit every time somebody says, you know, unless it's the, you know, they can't, you know what I mean? Physically, they can't, you know what I mean? You can never say never. That Jerry Lynn shit, fucking wow. Like he would be, they were having fucking tribute. I mean, not tribute shows. Shows to fucking help with Jerry Lynn's medical bills a couple months ago. I seen that shit pop up somewhere on the internet. I don't know what site it was, but I know he's been back, but I just, you know, I haven't watched TNA in a good 5 months. I've just been reading results.
Oh, so. What an innovative booking to put Rob Van Dam in the ring with Jerry Lynn
and
Christopher Daniels in the ring with AJ Styles. Wow, they're doing new things all the time over here at TNA Wrestling. This is why there's really... really just no missing it. No missing it, you know? It's crazy, man. When you could stop watching wrestling for 10 years if you wanted, turn on the TV and the same fucking match is on. It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, I'm sure this will be a pretty good tag here. No, it's not even a tag match, is it? It's a four-way.
It's four-way,
yeah. Yeah, and I definitely believe they've worked this same match as a tag match before, though.
I believe you're right. I could see.
It's crazy, man. I mean, what can you do? Yeah, Juan's finally back lively in there. And now he's talking about the food. He wants me to talk about the food. Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and brag about my own food.
Why doesn't he call in and we talk about the party? Because I would love to hear the story.
Definitely on him. If he'd like to, he's more than welcome. But, you know, yeah, because he's already bitching you out for missing the party. So,
yeah,
what can we do? But yeah, man. I guess we'll take another break. Try to brighten everybody's, moods. Hey, how about an old school song for Mr. T? You know, public service announcement. Song from Mr. T about his mother. Pretty soon.
12? You couldn't be more than 5. You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes. Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file. Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face. Well, your mama is
Hold
so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone's mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Treat her right. Treat her right. Treat her right. Treat your mother right.
Yeah, man. That's Mr. T from, you know, the 80s, you know. You know, he's one of those guys. He's, you know, legendary rapper, 18-member, you know, 18-member second rapper first. That's, you know, everybody knows. Pity the Fool. you know, back to the show. Hey, man, didn't you tell me something about there was a gorilla show?
Yeah, yep.
You got the card on that?
Right. I got the card right here in my hand.
And they put fucking super cards on, man.
Oh, yeah. They only have 7 matches announced. I'm pretty sure the show is July 23rd. It is entitled PWG Presents 8 Live from California. Main event, PWG Championship match. The champ, Claudio Castagnoli, taking on the challenger and the current Ring of Honor champion, Davey Richards.
Yeah,
should be phenomenal. For the PWG Tag Team Championship, we got the Young Bucks taking on Joey Ryan and Scorpio Sky.
Yeah, man.
The next 3 matches I'm about to say are... Oh, man, what the hell? That's a boo on that phone. Yeah, that loud buzz was saying my phone was low battery, so I have to plug this in.
Oh.
All right, anyway, so the next 3 matches, like I was saying before that buzz went off, we got a dream match as Pac returns to PWG to take on Kevin Steen.
Nice.
And the second encounter, I don't know why they're saying a dream match. I'm saying dream match 2. Chris Hero battles Low Ki.
Wow. That should be pretty intense.
And in an awesome tag team match, they have El Generico and Ricochet teaming up to take on Roderick Strong and Alex Shelley.
Yeah, that should be good. Yeah.
And then Brandon Gatson takes on Peter Avalon. And Brian Taylor and Ryan Taylor. And the team is called the Freakin' Taylors. Take on Rockness Monsters of Johnny Goodtime and Johnny Yuma. That's July 23rd in Rosetta, California.
Sounds like a great card. Reminded me too when you were talking. I had also heard. I'm not really sure on the date, but now that Davey Richards is champion over there, and I believe the IPW World Champion right now is Sammy Callahan. And
that's August. 20.
They will be facing off one-on-one, champion versus champion, in IPW. That sounds fucking awesome.
Definitely. Yo, I think that's the 20th of August, to be honest. I think that is.
Is it? Oh, wow. So
yeah.
We got quite some time before then. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real quick, you probably know, because you talked about it last week. I just don't remember the date. What's the date on that Evolve show where they're bringing in Finley, the Russell family?
Oh,
you know
shit.
Offhand?
I don't remember offhand. I can check into that. Let me see.
I've seen on Evolve's Facebook. They got like a hype video for it. So. And they're at Evolve 9. They're only at Evolve. They've only done 9 shows. I'm surprised. I thought they did more than that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. Jesus Christ. I'm looking. I hate looking things up on here, but I'll do it. Yeah, but that's definitely very, very big. That Sammy Callahan is going to get the chance to go one-on-one with none other than Fit Finley. And
should be phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely should. Can't find Elephant. Let me see. Look in the wrong places.
Hold on one second.
There we go. Let me see. Why are we going this way? Well, I got the Evolve page up, but apparently I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Evolve. Yeah, I gotta read like paragraphs to find this pretty brutal. Oh. July 26th. BB King's Blues Club, Times Square. Like, what day is that? Because, yeah, what the fuck, dude? That's Tuesday. Like, they run these crazy Tuesday shows. But either way. Yeah. Sammy Callahan and, you know, fucking Fit Finley. And it's pretty impressive, so. And they got Cheech and Cloudy against Jigsaw and Frightmare. Yeah, they got a bunch of shit lined up, and should be pretty interesting. As we get all a little closer, we'll get back into that. Oh, Juan's on hold. So, hey, welcome to the show, Juan.
What's up, baby?
What's going on,
suck,
man?
Dude.
What's going on,
Eric? You suck. You know it.
You suck.
You should have been
suck.
There. You missed it.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you got some heat off of eating hot dog.
Oh, I did, dude. Oh man, it was like he got pissed. He was like, "Yo, what the fuck, man? All that prepared food I put up there, and you
He's
go
like,
oh,
I'm just eating a hot dog. What do you mean?
I would have gave you heat too if you freaking, you know.
Then hold on. After that, it was only for 3 seconds. And I grabbed a chicken. Chicken was the best fucking chicken ever. I was like, damn. I was like, oh, shit. So I went back up there again.
Yeah, man.
Then a mop burger happened. Holy shit. As Jay should have seen my face, I was like, holy fuck. This is the best burger ever, dude.
Yeah, man. We put it on with the food, man. You never tell by looking at me you hit 150 pounds, but yeah, we put it on with the food.
Oh, man, yo, you guys cooked pretty good, man. I was like, damn, that was some good shit.
Yeah, that was great having you.
I'm trying
to
get
Eric missing this shit. Yeah, no, he ain't.
Hey.
He said he's going to be down there. Yeah, right. No, he ain't. That's what he said. That's what he said at the barbecue, dude.
Huh?
That's what he said at the barbecue. They won't go to be at the barbecue. Okay.
I tried, but I got work. Man's got to make his money, you know?
You work Sundays?
Yeah, I work freaking all types of days. I just freaking have the first day off in 12 days.
And I was getting heat with me, like, oh, man, don't be pissed off at me because you had to work.
No, because, you know, I want to be there. I like freaking to get some food, you know what I mean?
You missed it. Dude. I ate for you. It's okay. Ask Eric.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Ask
Jay.
I
ate for you,
in,
though.
Man.
Eating for me. I can eat myself, you know what I mean?
Well, you wasn't there, so you was there in spirit in my stomach.
So how do you feel about the rest of the shenanigans?
Oh, that was cool, though. Like, they had some type of MMA-style fight.
Trampoline wrestling.
It's just some type of chain wrestling on a trampoline.
How were you introduced? Jay was telling me something. Jay, how did you introduce him at the party?
This is Juan. You know, he's a slut from the show.
Yeah, no, that was it. Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. That's how it went. Because
Jenny is promoting that 30th birthday party. You know.
Oh yeah, she's plugging that shit in.
Right around the corner, 24th.
I would have choosed 30, right?
It's gonna be 30, man. Her birthday's on the 30th, but my job's got a bunch of dumb shit going on, and the 24th we're gonna have the party. So that way, you know, people from my job and shit.
So yeah, make sure if you go to this party or make a, have another barbecue, don't get no heat. Don't go for the hot dog ever again.
Yeah, don't go for the hot dog, dude. I want to scrap that from the menu. I swear to God, man. It's the one meat with the least effort put into it, and I feel bad about serving people that shit. That's like the warm-up,
though,
you know?
I don't think Juan would be too happy.
Yeah.
Oh, nah. I was like, he was looking at me mean as hell. Like, yo, what did I do?
Wait, what?
You went for the hot dog. He said, oh, what?
What the hell? Nina just posted something in the chat room. I have no idea what that means.
I just went for the hot dog, pretty much. That was it.
No. Nina posted something else. Jay, you see that? Jay, you see that?
Oh,
she posted
that.
Juan has the hots for her sister.
Yo, you see her? What?
You're asking
God.
Me, did I see her? Like, what's wrong
with you, man? Yeah, fine. I was about to talk in Spanish over there. I was like, oh, really?
I can understand you, so I don't know what you're going to do that for.
Exactly. I wish Azriel was there. He'll understand what I was saying. Yeah, yo, seriously.
But yeah, man. What's your thoughts on the whole CM Punk thing and fucking censorship and all this?
Man,
nonsense?
Listen. CM Punk is the greatest heel of all time. I love him. No homo.
Yeah. Well,
that's the exact term that
got him in trouble.
What?
Well, that's the term that got him in trouble.
Oh, well.
He said no homo, but, you know, he called a guy a homo, and now he's in, you know.
Oh, here we go. Now I'm getting heat now.
That's ooh. Good. Now, Juan's getting heat. Watch it, Juan. But don't.
For what? Just for saying, I mean, I don't have a problem with gay people. Whatever. They do what they want. I mean, I have friends that are gay. I don't got a problem with it.
There's
just too much censorship in this world, man. Like, come on now. Like the whole Tracy Morgan thing.
Yeah.
Like, come on. He said something about gay people. Now he says something about the slow people. Now he got more heat with that. Like, come on.
So what did he do?
He said something about handicapped people.
Oh, so now, see what I'm saying? Like, if you held every comedian under a microscope, nothing would be funny anymore. Nothing.
Like, Tosh is a racist-ass dude. I love that. But I won't say nothing to him.
He's a funny dude, but, yeah, hey, man, if he was on 30 Rock, motherfucker, they'd hang him.
He probably, what, now, say he makes fun of midgets. They get mad too?
Yeah, man.
With the National Midget Society is going to get mad at, we want Tracy Morgan to apologize to us.
Let
the shit go. Like, really? You're fucking with that man's money right now, because he's not making money because of the whole censorship thing.
Like
Eminem, you know, they had an interview with Eminem, and he said that he had to learn how to rap again because he's sober.
Who, Eminem?
Yeah.
He seemed to do okay.
Yeah, but he was saying with no drugs, he had to relearn how to rap again, sober.
Yeah.
When he first started, he got a heat with John Elway because he said something about gay people, and what, they came on stage one day. I guess that was an apology. That was it.
Yeah, he did the whole thing with Elton John, and you know, it just became a joke after a while, and they just kind of seen him as, oh, that's just how you are. But yeah, everybody's got to leap these hurdles and, you know, walk on eggshells as soon as they say something. If you get too popular, you can't say shit anymore. It's ridiculous.
Shit, I make sure I'm gonna stay low profile.
Yeah, I mean, Tracy Morgan got his fucking career saying wild shit. You know?
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you get big off of it. They're like, oh, well, actually, you have to stop saying all of that. It's like, oh, wait, what? Like, because that, you know, they don't fuck with Chris Rock. I don't really understand that much. I mean, I don't really want none of them to be fucked with. So, I don't know.
Like, I ain't get that whole situation. That's stupid. This is America's stupid now. The whole U.S. is all, like, tempered and fucked up.
Yeah, definitely. Well, speaking of rappers, like, you know, a lot of people are still calling. They're calling this guy, like, the best alive and shit, Eminem. Ooh. I mean, you know,
he's,
Eminem.
He's one of them, yeah.
One of them. But, I mean, in your opinion, who is the best alive?
Alive, I mean, KRS-One.
Well,
real talk, I mean...
I mean, it's definitely a valid argument to say that he is. I mean, well, I mean, from what he's done. My reason why I can't actually agree with you, though, is because everything he's done is something that he's done. Like, KRS hasn't made, like, crazy hot songs in a minute. So, but the one guy I would say is my top that I've been saying for years, and, like, I'm usually one of the first to bring it up, and I think it's, like, best ever, period, is fucking Busta Rhymes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, he's never stopped doing new shit. He's never stopped, you know. Lyrical content is bananas. He can go fast, slow. His different, the things he's done in his videos, the things he's done, you know, with his vocals, he keeps moving with the times, and that's why it's my pick, you know. Eminem's nasty. I mean, that's shit, don't get me wrong. But, and KRS, he's a legend. But I don't think, like, his current game right now can hold up with, you know, even an Eminem or a Busta Rhymes, so.
True.
Definitely,
what was I gonna say? Who was another rapper I like?
Lane's in the chat room saying GZA and Rakim are the best ever. Well, I mean, I would say...
Jadakiss all day.
No, he said GZA and Rakim. Well,
no,
I would say
Jada.
Oh, Jada. Jada's nasty, but...
What? Jada's a monster.
Yeah, but...
Well, Rakim, yeah, he's one of the best still, no matter what. For
but
his
yeah,
age.
I would have to say the same thing with Rakim, that, like, all his best work is behind him. And GZA, pretty much the same thing. He can still spit and everything, but honestly, you know,
or
anybody
Raekwon, you know,
that you're going
to
get...
No one, people forgot about Raekwon the Chef.
Yeah. But, I mean, anybody that's going to give, you know, credit to Wu-Tang Cats, which is fully understandable, you know, I mean, let's talk about, you know, early Wu-Tang stuff, early solo albums. The other stuff held up, but honestly, I mean, that's where they got their credibility from. And, I mean, shit, Wu-Tang album, the original joint, one of the best albums ever, crazy classic, I mean... We're talking
like
now, like...
Deck, too. I mean, he was good shit.
Yeah, well, not on that level, but we're talking, like, 95.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That's a long time ago. So, I understand the respect and all of that, but I'm saying, like, still making it, still doing it. Who the best is going right now? I have a bunch of little favorites and stuff like that, but I'm saying, like, I go with Bus.
True, all right. I mean, I can't argue with that. I like Busta, too.
Yeah, man. But, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It's fucking all good. I mean, whatever you enjoy is best shit to you. That's the move. I mean, me, I even preferred, like, if I'm talking, like, you know, out of the people who died, like, who was the best there, who I actually thought was the best, it's not who everybody else says. Like, Big L was my dude.
Big
God,
L was
I think,
a fucking beast. Oh, man. Holy
no,
shit.
No,
what
Lane,
mean?
Not Mike Jones. Who?
No,
who
no,
Lane?
Big L. Yo,
yeah,
Big L was
L.
a monster, dude.
And I'm sorry, dude. I really think lyrically Big L is better than Biggie or Pac. And that's not the popular thing to say, but... That's just how I felt, man. He was so intense. He had so much lyrical content. And
you know who else was behind that? Like, I mean,
two.
Big L. It was,
Pun, too.
Who else? Stack Bundles. People forgot about
yeah.
him.
Pun. Yeah, I mean, but, like, a lot of those guys, even Big L included, didn't get enough time to put out enough material to hold up against the other guys like Biggie, like Pac. You know what I mean? So... The popular opinion is everything they put out.
Like, let me see. Who else is it? Ew, Ja Rule. Get the fuck out of here. If he was a 95 Ja Rule, yeah.
Oh.
Before his whole dish, before that Murder, Inc. and return, he turned R&B and everything.
Nah, I ain't fucking no Ja Rule for the most part. I mean, he always sounded like a knockoff DMX mix of Jay-Z or something. So. Shit was ridiculous. But, you know, he ended up singing through half his songs. Anyway,
I can't see
nothing
bad for DMX. DMX has some, he has some bars, though, man.
Early DMX, yeah, good stuff. I mean, look where this wrestling show has gone.
yeah, it's just
all
to a rap.
It's all
rap
good. It's
show.
A slow night. It's a slow night. So I figured just go on, whatever, type of a combo. Our early DMX stuff was good, and you know, then he started neglecting dogs and leaving them starving in his yard, and fucking not writing as much.
Hold on,
high quality music.
Really? Where Al? Like, listen.
Oh, Weird Al's the shit. Like, yo,
don't get me wrong,
you should already know.
The dude.
At the party, man, I played.
Yeah, we,
fucking,
yo, we
probably
had poker was in, dude. Like
6-7 fucking Weird Al joints. No bullshit. Good call.
Yo, poker
good
was
call,
like,
Toby.
Heavy that day.
Yeah, man.
Yo, you know who else is a fucking good ass white rapper? No offense to you guys. Yellow Wolf.
No offense to you crackies, but what?
Yellow Wolf.
yeah, he's pretty nice. He's on shit, he's on Shady Records now, right?
Yeah, he can when he flips, that man can flip, dude. Like, if you put, like, you heard his Cypher, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of cats. Apathy, another white rapper you could go. It doesn't matter to me, though, white, whatever. I mean, Joel Ortiz is nasty.
Yeah, that's, see that he represented for the Poppies, though, about time.
But,
he got some heat, too, you know that, right?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got some beef with Cuba Link now. Because he said the Big Pun's Back remix shit.
Yeah. That was
fucking, really, who gives, no one gives a shit about Cuba Link. Like, when's the last time you put something out?
Well, he caught heat off of doing the Big Pun's Back, John.
What? Say again?
Joel caught heat off the track, or what?
Yeah, the Big Pun's Back shit he put. Because I got Big Pun's Widow on my friends list. That's actually her, Lisa Reno's or whatever. And she put it on her profile. I was like, oh, shit. And I went on the radio, and Hot 97, they're talking about it.
Wow. Yeah, man. But, yeah, I mean, Big Pun's backtrack was cool. Fucking the Tupac back shit was off the hook with Meek Mill and Rick Ross.
Yo, Meek's a beast, too. He came up in a long-ass way from the Flamers mixtapes.
Yeah. Nasty, man. Nasty. Yeah. But anyway, you got any wrestling comments for tonight? Because I'm sure there's a lot of motherfuckers that fell asleep talking about all this rap.
Eric, are you awake?
Yeah,
I was just checking.
Awake.
That's all. I was just checking. I'm sorry.
No, I'm checking some shit. I'm checking some shit out real quick.
All right.
Let me see.
You watching any of this TNA?
Oh,
I'm watching right now.
Yo, Jack Evans, boy. Holy shit, that man.
Impact Wrestling, I mean.
Yeah. Yo, Jack Evans. He still got it, though. I haven't seen him in a while. Shit.
Yeah, nah, it's good to see him. I think he's been in Mexico a lot. Mexico, Japan.
Yeah,
he's been
running Mexico right now. Okay, he was, like, the Cruiserweight Champion, AAA.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing, man. He's hugely talented. I'm glad to see him back on the TV, because honestly.
Oh, yeah, you remember me and you were talking about the All Japan controversy over there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I found out. All right, they were talking about the whole issue. The guy is still—he's in a coma right now. He had a heart attack.
Wow.
He caught a heart attack, and he's still in coma, whatever. And he resigned, but he's still a wrestler, so he has the tag team titles right now. Great Muda and shit.
Huh? Abyss has the fucking X Division championship. Get the hell out of here.
Hey, they just announced, I'm going to get back to that in 1 second, but they just announced for that Destination X, 4-way match, winner gets a contract, which is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because if all four of these guys don't have a contract, I don't understand. But fucking Shima Zion, Loki, Austin Aries, and Jack Evans in a fucking four-way.
Yo, those, the first three I heard of.
That's the
but...
shit.
Holy shit, the fuck is wrong with Sting?
Who haven't you heard of? I don't know.
No, the first one.
Shima?
Yeah.
You never heard of Shima Zion?
No, I probably have not really haven't, honestly.
Good talent, man. I mean, he's been around for a while.
Oh, I've seen him on that one fight. Damn, that man could flip too.
Yeah. Did you see what's wrong with Sting?
Did he steal that gimmick from somebody?
Yeah, he's imitating a different dead actor now.
Oh boy, Hogan. Oh boy, Hogan.
Yeah, he switched to the dead actor that he's imitating. You know.
Who's the one guy from NWA that has that same gimmick? Was it Chase something? Chase. Give me 1 second. I'll let you know right now.
What are you talking about?
He wrestles for Dog. NWA Dog.
NWA Dog.
Yeah. In Jersey, whatever.
Wait, that's a company?
Yep.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Why don't they have
who
NWA Cat?
Who runs that? Isn't that Atticus or no?
Well, let's see. I figure out.
NWA Dog? Like
yeah,
a fucking,
I shit
like
you
not. Animal?
Look it up, dude.
Yeah, I heard about that before. I heard about that company before. It's spelled D-A-W-G.
They had a lot of good talent come through there, too, believe it or not.
I think Tremont came out of it. Didn't Tremont work there?
There was a few of them that came out of that fucking place, dude. They get Sanjay a lot, too. Like, Sanjay and I think Gunner came from NWA, too. Gunner, as a matter of fact, Gunner and Murphy came from there. Because Gunner had the national NWA national heavyweight title.
Damn. If you had to pick the next dead actor for Sting to impersonate, who would you pick?
One of the fucking Little Rascals.
Ah. Okay. Alright. Which one?
Alfalfa.
Ah. Alright. Nice. I would go with Leslie Nielsen, but I mean, you know, it's all up in the air. There's so many you could pick from.
Les Nielsen died?
Wow. Breaking news. Spoiler alert.
Really?
Fuck.
How about that?
Yeah. But yeah, Shirley, but don't call me Shirley.
Oh,
what
damn, what the hell? Fucking Naked Gun, Les Nielsen, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this popped in my head.
Yeah, called it Brandon Lee. Oh wait, yeah, that's yeah, exactly. He's on his second one now, so I figured that's got to be the move. If they haven't died, he can't impersonate them, and you know, that's what it is.
Or Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, that would be an awkward gimmick for Sting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right.
Oh man. Fucking the All Japan thing, apparently, you know, for those who don't know, there was a guy, like, pretty much beaten into a coma. Yeah, in the locker room. And it pretty much brought tons of heat on the company, obviously.
It is.
And forced,
God damn.
Yeah, and pretty much forced Muda, you know, Keiji Muto, to step down as owner because he didn't want to, you know, get the heat for that. So, I mean, it's unfortunate, and, you know, I mean, I guess a lot of shit like that happens, and it doesn't always go that far, but, yeah, it's terrible. Especially, I mean, the last thing you want when you see a guy like a Keiji Muto, Grey Muto, whatever you want to, you know, pitch him as, the last thing you want when you see a legendary career like that is have him go into the late years of his career and then have his whole career tarnished by an incident. So,
oh, man, that's horrible, dude. I mean, talk about Great Muda. Like, he ran WCW, NWA, had titles in the U.S., all over the place, like, pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't
man,
blame him to fucking resign shit.
Hey, you got her, man. You got to keep her name fucking good. Nina said maybe he could, you know, imitate Charlie Sheen. And she said, oh, wait, he's still alive. And then Lane said, alive and winning. You know, in case you guys haven't heard, too, should be semi-interesting. He's actually going to be the next Comedy Central roast. So I believe it's going to be going on in August. Could be wrong about the date,
nice.
But they're definitely doing the Comedy Central roast on Charlie Sheen.
So with the whole All Japan thing, this is what happened. The junior heavyweight champion got stripped. The all Asian tag titles got stripped. That's what pretty much happened, and that's where the whole issue went down. Was the all there was the junior heavyweight champion and all Asian tag team champions. That was Voodoo Murder. Pretty much. I don't know if you heard of them before.
No.
That was like the little stable they had in All Japan. Had Rene Dupree from WWE in it.
Okay. I don't keep as current on it as I'd like to, but.
Who else was on that fucking? Mabel? Not Mabel. Yeah. Mabel? No, I was going to say Mabel.
Mabel, really? Mabel still. What?
No. Damn, what
fucking
the fuck?
Viscera?
There we go, Viscera, thank you.
That's Mabel.
I was right.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't know he was still working. I thought he was done.
Well,
no idea that guy still fucking worked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Voodoo something. That was his name over there in Japan.
Voodoo something?
Yeah, I forgot. I'll find out. I'll let you know.
All right.
So, yeah, it was Viscera down there, Jermaine Dupri. Not Jermaine Dupri. Who the fuck is that French dude?
Jermaine Dupri, really?
Yeah.
Man. First of Brad, now this.
Yeah.
That's something else.
He said, so-so death.
So-so death.
Voodoo matter.
So-so Japan. Fucking Jesus. See, that's what you get, folks. That's what you get when you mix rap and wrestling. End up with Jermaine Dupri wrestling in Japan.
and a UWF comes out of nowhere.
Oh, UWF. Oh, UWF. Silly.
What the hell is going on with that?
That's got to be the most racist promotion I've ever fucking heard of, honestly.
Well, a lot of minorities in there.
Who's in there?
A lot of minorities.
Oh, well, that's an understatement, but yeah.
A whole lot of poppies and black people.
Everybody's a gangster in the whole promotion. I think the Briscoes are in there, too, so they're like the ultimate heels. Like, the ultimate heels are like the two redneck white guys, and then everybody else is a gangster. They all have the same exact gimmick on the whole roster. The weird thing about it is they do tapings, and fucking they don't get enough fans to get spoilers out. So I don't know if that's like... They have like a stop snitching campaign on their fucking spoilers. And that's it's pretty impressive. I don't know if it's impressive or if the crowds are that small that nobody cares to post it on the internet. But I like literally weeks went by and I could not get results from that show, and the talent won't leak results or anything like that. So you really don't know what happens. And then next thing
you know,
why
they're all bloods now?
Yeah, they're all bloods and stop snitching and you know. But they it ends up being, you know, a pay-per-view, but they charge, like, the same amount as Ring of Honor, which I think is $15. But
not bad.
Well, not bad if you're Ring of Honor and you're putting on a 3-4 hour wrestling show. This UWF
shows are like
puts down a 1 hour pay-per-view for $15. 1 hour.
Damn.
So that's what they're putting out there, and I believe the next show is scheduled for September. So, I mean, with that amount of content coming out of it, it's going to be really hard to make it a success.
1 hour. 1 hour, then.
Every couple months? Yeah. 1 hour every couple months.
That's all you can afford? How long would the match be? Like 15 minutes, like versus Society X?
I don't know. I really, really don't know.
I'm
I know a lot of guys are being... Huh?
I'm sorry, that. Oh, Wrestling Society X only had 10-minute matches.
Right. Yeah, that was a pretty hilarious company. I mean, they actually did do-overs and, you know, extra takes and stuff when it didn't go well. So.
But you know what was cool as shit, though, when they had, it was M-Dog 20 and Teddy Hart versus Team Dragon Gate? In a time bomb cage. I was like, oh, shit, they actually brought it to the U.S.? All right.
And it was like 7 minutes. It was like 18 people in the ring, and they all got like 35 seconds in the fucking match.
Wow.
Your big moves and get the fuck out of the ring.
So you had the moves off the top of the cage and shit.
Yeah. Oh, Teddy Hart loves that.
Teddy Hart's a jerk.
Yeah, we touched that earlier. Eric,
I
want to
touch it again.
By that every time I say it.
He's a douchebag.
Eric's his biggest fan.
Eric, you're a douchebag just like he is.
Fuck you, that. Don't give a shit.
Shit. Only douchebags didn't get along because something wrong with that, man. He's not even a real heart, but all of a sudden.
No, he's an anus. That's his name is like A-N-I-S or something like that. Anus, more or less. It's just like a different spelling. But what can you do? Well, peace, Lane. You know, he's leaving, taking it to bed, but thanks for stopping by, bro. Always good to see you.
Yeah.
Keep your head up, man. So, yeah, man. I don't know, man. You got any other topics you want to throw around?
Oh, yeah, I found out what it was. Viscera's name was Big Daddy Voodoo.
Big Daddy Voodoo. Jesus
yep.
Christ. Oh, he was Big Daddy V, but I think the V stood for Viscera when he was in WWE.
Yeah, but
I guess they switched it to Voodoo because Viscera was probably copyrighted because that's such a wonderful name.
So, yeah,
so many T-shirts.
So here's the little stable. It was a stable. It was Big Daddy Voodoo, Rene Dupree, Daru, Kenzo, Hate, and the Junior Heavyweight Champion was in it too.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Cool. Unless you got anything else, thanks for calling in, Juan.
Yeah, no problem. I had nothing else. I want to talk about the Mop Burger, but, you know, we touched base on that already.
Yeah, man. Banging ass burgers.
I know. Eric said he's coming and shit.
Yeah, well,
no call.
You know.
I'm not going to hold
my
breath.
On that day by day. But, yeah, man.
Eric,
you know,
wake up.
I'm freaking awake. I'm watching TNA. Come on.
That ain't going to keep you awake.
How the hell am I going to freaking just, you know, keep, you know. I'm definitely coming. don't worry.
Oh, definitely. I'm getting a definitely. Okay. Well, like I said, man.
I'm gonna hang up.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Juan.
Yep.
Call in anytime, homie.
All right, baby.
All right, man.
Pass you one. All right.
So that was our loyal listener, Juan. He's been phenomenal through our entire time with this show, and can't say enough good things about the guy. He actually came by, took part in our 4th of July barbecue and all of those shenanigans that come right with it. And, he was great, man. Always welcome, and... yeah, it's good to have guys like that around, you know, because it's hard to find good friends. And, you know, Juan plays, you know, super slut in the chat room, but he's actually, like, a really cool cat. He's not like that in front of people. Even though I like the gimmick and I'm going to keep it alive.
It's definitely him.
I'm keeping that shit alive.
Definitely.
Yep. So, all right, what else we got?
We got another clip to play.
Oh, yeah, this is another guy that, like, he makes some videos, and I just think he's a funny fucking dude. I mean, maybe it's me. This is completely random. He had another one about Casey and I didn't want to just, like, play a whole shitload of things about that bitch or whatever, but so I just did, you know, a different one that, you know, I had found the other day, and he's a funny dude. He goes, like, "How Damn I Rock TV" or some shit like that is his YouTube handle, and I think he's a pretty funny dude. He's actually an upcoming comedian, and I figure I'll stop playing, like, a few of his joints here and there, and, yeah, throw that up, man.
I'm making this video because I feel like too many people take for granted how short life really is and how a split second can change absolutely everything. My cousin got some terrible news about his girlfriend, and even though these types of things are a part of life, it's still no easy way to tell somebody something like this. He found out that his girl...
She's a super freak! Super freak! She's super freaky!
That's right, that girl's a super freak. And she even got video footage to prove it. I don't even know if freak is the right word, because from what I hear, the bitch been giving the pussy out like free samples. And my cousin trying to explain the situation to me, and I'm making shit worse. I'm cracking jokes the whole time. So he catch an ad cue to start yelling. That's the shit I'm talking about, yo, you can't ever be serious. Well, hold up, nigga, don't yell at me, because I didn't get fucked on camera, alright? She did. You need to yell at that bitch. The situation is just too complicated, yo, that's why you don't understand. Complicated? Math is complicated. This shit right here, nigga, this shit is simple. Get rid of that bitch.
That's the second time you done called her a bitch. Don't disrespect her like that.
Oh, okay. So it's cool that she got destroyed on camera. But Lord forbid, I call this bitch a bitch.
I ain't even talking about that right now. It's about how petty you act. No, you know what's petty? Petty is how we've been arguing for 10 minutes. And now, once did you even look at me and say, yo, would you like to see the tape? That's fucked up. Because we fans. Shit like that should just happen. Fuck you, yo. Fuck you. Fuck me. You just fucked yourself. And this going right on YouTube now. Think your girl had it bad. Watch how many people see this tape.
Yeah. The dude is funny as hell. No, it's not the singer. That's, it goes by Hot Damn I Rock TV or whatever the fuck. I'll tell you that shit later. Can't believe you haven't seen that, and you live in the same house as me. But, you know, I've been playing this cat's Jones for a minute. But I'm going to start playing him more on here, because the dude is really fucking funny. His facial expressions are crazy, too. You're never going to get that on the radio. But, like I said, look this guy up, man. He's funny, funny shit. So, yeah, man, what else we got, Eric? I know it's, like I said, it's a slow night, probably a sure one, but,
We had about 2 hours tonight, so.
Yeah, we're 2 hours in.
Yeah.
Definitely not doing anywhere near three tonight, but, there's always next week. I'll definitely have some things to review, with... Again, you know, if anyone didn't hear, it will be CCW show on Saturday. It will be Acid Fest on Sunday. That is my weekend right there. And, you know, that's what I'll be doing. And it should be a lot of fucking fun. You know, I get to go do my normal CCW thing on Saturday, you know, respect the homie on Sunday. And I hope everybody, you know, comes out there and checks it out.
I have some news if you want me to talk about it. Off of the desk of Fat Frank, and I'll read the press release. I'm happy to announce that wrestling fans will not have to wait until the fall for the first Jersey Shore Championship Wrestling. On Saturday night, August 6th, JSCW will be live on the Funtown Pier in Seaside Park, New Jersey at 8 p.m., right. This will be a special free admission
Park
event, which will be taped for the JSCW High Tide Internet Show. We would like to introduce fans to our roster and evaluate fan responses to different superstars before we launch in the fall and support JSCW. This is your chance to be a part of something new that you have the option to help it grow. And some of the guys that will be on the card: Dan Moff, the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Bandito Jr., the Midnight Sensations, Monster Mac, Jason Karloff, Corvus Fear, Chris Banks, and the Southside Players Club. There will be some more people. And freaking, I don't know why he put this shit. And, you know, you're going to laugh at this shit. He said, all names listed above have competed all over the tri-state area. That is why the first ever will be free admission, so we can show the fans, new and old, how JSCW will market themselves on a completely different level.
Hi, Nicole.
Be sure. At first, I thought it said on a level B show, and then I saw that it was level B there. Be sure to help spread the word about the new company in August 6th. Catch the wave. I thought it said level B, and I was going to say, oh, shit.
Can I tell you, good chance I'm going to go to that because it's something to do. I don't foresee any plans right there. I could go. It's fucking 20 minutes from the house and 15 minutes, you know, whatever the case may be. It depends on the traffic. But it's not far at all. Free admission is definitely a nice thing. But, I'll probably roll. Why not?
You get to see some good wrestling.
Yeah, man. Fat Frank, you know, yeah, I joke a lot about him and stuff like that. And, you know, I talk a lot of smack. But, you know, overall, I mean, you know, there's a reason I supported his company. He knows how to book a show. And, you know, may not be the best shows in the world, but he definitely has an idea of what fans in wrestling want to see. He's been doing this a long, long time, well over 10 years. And, you know, there's a lot of transformations and different things that are going on in, I will actually be watching the new Horror's Dog that weekend, so that's the only thing that's a little bit dicey about that is because I'll have the Plunge of Death Machine live and in person. So that's the only thing that might stand in the way of that. But, you know, Sammy, Chrissy getting married, and, you know, I'm happy to be able to help out and, you know, watch the dog and, you know, that trumps the other thing. So, I mean, if anything, either way. You know, I wish Fat Frank all the luck in the world. And, again, if I can, I definitely will attend. If not, you know, I'll be home with the Plunge of Death Machine trying to keep her and Lily from, you know, doing any fucking dangerous moves to each other. So. Yeah, Sammy damn sure won't be at the Jersey All-Pro show because he will, well, not Jersey All-Pro, Jersey Shore show because he will be getting married that weekend, and that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
What else is going on?
Not much. I guess Raw is back live next week, so we'll see if they go, you know, another direction, do anything more with this Punk thing. But I'm telling you, it's making me fucking sick. And the fact that they would even consider, like, not re-signing a guy that means as much to the businesses as fucking CM Punk. Oh, dude, I just want to never stop throwing up. That's, oh, Jesus. This is what makes people hate gay people. Not the fact that they're gay, but the fact that they get in other fucking people's business. And it doesn't mean that only gay people do this. This is the same thing that a lot of religious people do. And those are the same, you know, those are the people that make people hate religions. Because instead of just enjoying doing what you're doing and fucking settling down, unless someone is really going out of their way and fucking your life up, shut up. Fucking move on. Everybody has fucking bullshit to deal with in life. And if it comes in the form of comedy or something like that, I don't see where it needs to be stressed and treated like a fucking national tragedy, because it's not. Settle the fuck down. You know how many people get treated like shit every day? You can't start a fucking campaign over it. You just got to deal with bullshit. That's being a human. That's not being gay. That's not being fucking religious. That's being a fucking human. Deal with it. Fucking deal with it. Cut the fucking shit. Stop trying to fucking limit what people can do as human beings, because you know what? The fact that you're able to believe in what you're believing in, the fact that you're able to live the way you are, that's the right way. Now, you'll accept that and then again go out of your way to make sure that someone can't live a certain other way or talk a certain other way, because that affects the way that you live. Well, turn it off. Go somewhere else. Right. Half of these motherfuckers aren't wrestling fans, and they go out of their fucking way to make sure that they just check on that shit. Yeah, hey, quick word filter that wrestling show and see if they're bothering me. Like, what? Like, it just bothers me. I can't fuck with that shit. It's highly irritating. So that's what that is, you know.
Right.
You could think about things for a minute. I do want to get my plugs out. That is, again, can't plug them enough. I'm a man, Anthony Missionary Thomas, over at the Wrestling Soup. They're doing a show right now, so when we go off the air, you go over there, check them out, wrestling-news.com. I think they have wrestlingsoup.com. They have many, many ways that you can listen to these people and check them out. They do a phenomenal, hilarious fucking show. Anthony Missionary Thomas and Joey Numbers. And, you know, again, you need some audio shit done, that's the guy to go to. He does great work, you know, and that's what it is.
And you tell them that he sent you, so.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not hook me up and him up and be like, hey, by the way, I loved fucking J Cat's intro and outro and everything else, and shit. He said to come check you out. You know, why not? Anyway, he's just a great dude. He does a great fucking thing over there. The guy is, you know, he's going to school. He's learning all sorts of fucking, different avenues of the radio business. He's going above and beyond to learn tons and tons of things about the radio business and further his actual career at what he likes doing. And he's damn good at it. So, you know, much love to him. He's done nothing but help us and support us, and I can't thank him enough for it. So, yeah, big, big shout-out. Another guy I want to shout-out, John Gray over at The Real Side of Wrestling. He gets on a lot of good guests. He has pretty entertaining shows. Last night he had on the owners of Insanity Pro Wrestling, and he's actually going to be doing, I think, like a 2 or 3 week thing. So next Wednesday he'll be doing part two. So they talked about like the first 2 years of the company. The next year they're going to talk about the next 2 years, and then the last, I don't know, you know. But they're going to be doing like a lot of shit like that. I mean, he's had Danny Havoc on, he's had Drake on, he's had Billy Graham on, he's had a lot of guys who were, you know, we're big fans of. Some of the people we've had on, some of them we have not, but it's a show definitely worth listening to. I would definitely check him out. The Real Side of Wrestling, I think it's like realsidemedia.com or something like that, but you could definitely search on Blog Talk for Real Side of Wrestling, and you will find him, and that's John Gray, and check him out, okay? Another guy, again, he's doing a few things for me, making a few contacts for me, and hopefully in the future it's going to pan out, and that is Jerry Wiseman, who does And Then the Bell Rings Radio. He put on that insane fucking Sabotage of Ian Rotten, and that'll go down in history as, you know, when Ian Rotten's talked about, and I remember the time where they took him to task on the fucking, yeah, that'll he talked about, and he's had a bunch of guests on there. Not really sure if he's doing a show right now. But either way, man, check him out. Give him a shout-out or something like that. Listen to his archives, because he does a good thing over there. So, apparently Juan thinks Nina's sister and Snooki are sexy. So, good for him. Anyway, Juan loves it when I call her that. And then he just randomly says boobies. That's like another thing Juan does. It's kind of a form of Tourette's, but, you know, I guess it works. We got anything else, or?
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm going to, you know, maybe head over to the Wrestling Soup, listen to them a little bit, do whatever, but, I encourage all of you to show up next week again. Follow Juan's lead. You know, don't get yourself arrested for sexual harassment, but follow Juan's lead and show up back here next week. Juan says support Snooki. And, fucking seriously, you know where we're at. Check us out. Yakuza Kick Radio every week. We'll be back next week, next Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Hit the outro. We have an outro.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
And we're taking over. And we're taking over.